Hello and welcome back to another coaching episode here on the podcast. Today, I was sitting down with Kathy. Her question for me was about how to essentially create a Facebook group and speak to the fact that she has two audiences or two types of people that she's trying to serve, and she wasn't quite sure how to connect them together. How do you have these two audiences and serve them both without just duplicating everything that you're doing? Is there a way to integrate everything into one place and be able to speak to both people at the same time and offer them the same solutions or slightly different solutions based on where they're at, but from one Facebook group, one core place? So we had a great conversation. I gave her some really good pointers and some things to think about how to really understand her avatar, how to find those core factors, core denominators between her different audiences so that she could serve everybody from the same place, because we don't really want to duplicate effort if we can help it. It's much easier to just run one group than it is to try and run two. So hopefully this will give you some tips and some pointers if you're in a similar situation where you have a couple of different groups of people you're trying to speak to, or you're just a little confused on really how to find what that core connecting factor is between your avatar. Like, there's lots of things that your avatar is wanting and needing, and it's like, how do you find that core thing that's the most important piece of information? So hopefully if you're in any of those camps, this will give you some really great information to help you connect better with your audience. So let's get into it. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. Are you ready to create an engaged Facebook group? Then you're going to want to join me inside Facebook Group Foundations. This is a 6-week course that will take you through every step you need from starting your group all the way to growing your members. Together, we're going to get super clear on the vision for your group, launch and optimize your group so people can find it easily, create a custom engagement strategy for building solid relationships, and prepare a growth plan so more people can join. On top of all of that goodness, when you join Facebook Group Foundations, you also get access to my bonus content mapping workshop, so you always have content prepared and ready to share. You also get to join my student community, where you'll receive coaching every single month. If you're serious about growing your Facebook group, it's really a no-brainer to join this course. Head over to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. See you there. Well, I'm excited to dig into this question. I know you said it's a bit of a big loaded question, but that's okay. We'll tackle it. So I did read the summary as well, but in your words, I always like to hear when people are explaining things. So can you just give me a little bit of background into your dilemma, and then we'll dig into it.
Sure. So a few months ago, I transitioned to focus on confidence and Cameron stage presence, but I'm a visibility coach now. Yeah. And so I wanted to make sure that I was focusing on, I'm trying to make sure that my business is pleasing to the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, because it wasn't always that way. So I wanted to make sure that first and foremost. So I thought I need to work with Christian women in business. But it's also a protection for me to make sure that I'm not getting women that I get a lot of women for some reason that are, they seem they scare me. Like they're like, I don't even know, spells and stuff like that. I just found somebody following me today and I'm like, what is that? Boy.
I
So
know.
it's a protection for me.
Yeah.
And pardon me, to work with Bible believing, or I guess women that believe in Jesus
Yeah.
and the principles of the Bible.
Yeah.
So I transitioned to that, but now I have a chance to, pardon me, do what I absolutely love. I want to keep the camera and stage presence because I love that too. But my all-time love is actual in-person drumming classes.
Yeah.
So I am able to incorporate my drumming into my business, but I'm not able to teach the classes because it's all done on a platform.
Yeah.
So I have a chance to do these in-person events, and that's my all-time thing. It's something I need myself as well. I believe it is a gift that has been given to me because it has launched here in the Dominican Republic, and I can't pass that up. So the women here, there's lots of Christian women, but they're not women that run businesses. They're like expat women, right? And so right now I do Christian women in the online space. So I'm trying to see how I can put it all together and just kind of tie it so I'm not doing two separate groups, or and that I can still offer like the business. I just launched my beta program, so I don't want to have to scratch it and start and try to offer something different.
And that program is for visibility for business owners then? Can you just, is that right?
Yeah, so it's for Christian women in business who struggle to get on camera or have a hard time speaking on stage. So they're looking to attract their audience, but they're afraid to be on camera, or they're afraid to speak in front of a group of people. So I help them overcome that.
And then just one final question, just to make sure I'm clear in my mind. So the drumming stuff that you're doing in person, is it also one of your goals, or like if you can, you know, if you're painting your perfect business, assuming that, you know, it was all God blessed, et cetera, but if you're painting your perfect business together, would that drumming stuff be part of the stuff that you do with the business owners as well?
So it is part, but it's all online. But I would like to do retreats. Like I'm just working, I have another business that I started, and I want to make sure that everything I do, I'm not like stretching myself too thin. So with the events, I want to make sure that I'm speaking to business owners, but expats at the same time. And so that I can just kill two birds with one stone and say, here, this is what I offer. You can come into this, right? So I would love to do retreats. I want to do like a self-care retreat here, hopefully soon. And it would be the drumming would be part of that, definitely.
Okay, cool. I love that. Sounds like so much fun. My husband's a drummer, so I'm just like, ooh, this sounds very interesting. But okay, so I guess there's a couple different things that come to my mind. So I know that you're keen to kind of keep everything under one umbrella and make sure that you're not having to have two separate groups and all of that, because yeah, that can become quite a lot to deal with. What I'm wondering though, and usually, because I guess like in the grand scheme of things, businesses will have multiple offers or different branches of the same offers. And so I'm wondering if like that long-term vision has some core components, and we'll try and figure out what those core components are. But maybe it is just that there will be kind of different branches where there's some things that are for just the business owners, there's some things where everybody could come along. And I'm wondering if that's maybe the long-term vision. But for now, it's the case of like, how do we sort all of this out into what's that core thing so that you can focus on the common denominators and not have to stretch yourself too thin? So does that kind of pathway make sense in your head? And does that feel like that would work for you if we could find that core thing, but then it allows you to branch without going completely separate things? So instead of having these things over here, they're kind of like here, if that makes sense. Or is that also
It
like, is
makes
that like
sense
not at
when
all?
so it makes sense when you say it, because I think I'm in my head too much, right? Trying to get it all figured out. So when you say it, it makes sense to me, but I still don't know how to comb it out so that it does make sense, if that makes sense. Like I can't see like how to, I know what the vision I want to have is. I want to have people speaking. I want to have business women coming together, but I want them to also inspire women that are not in business as well, right? So and I get that. But
I'm
I
wondering.
still have a hard time seeing.
No, I know. I'm wondering if maybe for you, the core, because I guess you want to still make sure that the messaging and the wording and the language that you're using is speaking to people who are entrepreneurial, but isn't necessarily detracting people who are not. And so I'm wondering if maybe that common denominator or the focus is maybe just people that want to speak or have a message that they want to share or have this kind of, they've got it on their heart that they have, that God, you know, God's given them this thing that they know that they need to go share, but maybe they're afraid, or they're afraid to either get up on the stage, or maybe they want more visibility in their business and they're just not sure how to do that outreach part. They're not confident enough. And so maybe that common denominator is helping people become confident speakers, whether the speaking is within the entrepreneurial sphere or their kind of personal community sphere. Does that still sit within your business vision, or is that completely left field?
So it's funny that you say that, because I never saw myself as somebody who did stage presence, but when I'm doing my cardio drumming, that's exactly what it is. It's like you're a rock star in a band. Uh-huh. So, and I have a really unique, like I have a unique story. I have a very like good speaking voice and presence on stage. Mm-hmm. But for me, I don't know what my hesitation is with going there. I feel like I'm not knowledgeable enough. Right. Mm-hmm. Even though I've done all these things.
Yeah.
I feel like without the camera stuff, like I'm just not knowledgeable enough to do that.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because as long as you're a step or two ahead of the people that are at square one, you can still really help them, right? And I think that that's something I always need to remind myself of. It's like, well, I'm not a master in this area, so how on earth can I help someone? But it's like, I don't need to be a master. I just need to be on step C or D compared to people that are on step A, or even pre-A. There isn't a pre-A, but you know what I mean? Like people that are like, oh, I don't even know anything. It's like, well, I can help that person. I don't need to help the person that's an expert. They're going to find someone else to help them, you know? And so maybe, and I'm not saying that you need to completely go down the show, but it's something to think about, I guess, if it's one particular angle, or maybe there's another angle in that kind of sphere where you do feel a little bit more comfortable or more confident. So maybe it's not so much stage present. Maybe speaking is not quite the right word, but like that you want to choose. But maybe there is that kind of common factor where, because I think there are a lot of things that entrepreneurs and the non-entrepreneurs have in common in terms of being more confident, whether it's in a public speaking capacity or just an outreach. They want to, you know, go ask to do something, but they're afraid to, you know, speak up and share their mind. Or maybe it's just that they want to be more opinionated with their beliefs and their whatever it is. Like maybe there's some kind of confidence type of line that you could bring in. If it isn't the speaking, maybe it's on that kind of confidence side. Like I'm not quite sure. You might just need to do a little bit of reflecting and see what that is for you, because obviously mm-hmm. You know much more about this area than I do, but there might be something in there where you can bring everyone together under that umbrella. Well, this is an umbrella. That's the right way around for an umbrella. And it would allow you opportunities to do the retreats, because whether people are, you know, in person, or maybe you can do some sort of virtual retreat, I'm not quite sure, but you know, it gives you that, because everyone will want to participate in that thing because that applies to them. And then maybe down the line, it gives you the option to do some specific things. Like you've got your course, which is specifically more for entrepreneurs. Maybe down the line, you get more experience with the less entrepreneurial side of things. And maybe you can have a parallel course for the non-entrepreneurs that want to do something similar with speaking or visibility or whatever. So it might give you those options to play with that all sit under that same umbrella. So you can have that one core group where everyone's kind of talking about these same pillars, but it's got slightly different branches to it that you can expand on as, you know, you master one thing and it's working, and then you can add in a different thing, or you can see the different needs depending on who's coming into your group. And you might find that a lot of people are coming in and they're much more similar than you think they're going to be as well, which is always a fun surprise, where it's like, oh, actually there's all these people that are coming in and they're all very similar. That's what they're telling me. So you can kind of play around and see. So does that help kind of clarify some things? How do you feel about that kind of idea?
It makes sense, and it's something that I'll look at, because I was thinking of going the route of doing like travel as far as visibility,
yeah,
business visibility, and then I guess helping women just be comfortable within themselves and be visible, and then adding dating in there at some point. Yeah. As I went along the way. So I'm just like going on my own journey and just kind of like taking people with me. So
yeah,
that's kind cool. of the thing that I'd like to be the platform for, like all things visibility for women, I guess is what I'm trying to do when it comes to business and life and minus the career stuff.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it almost sounds like this idea of this like capable, confident Christian woman is kind of the common denominator I'm hearing in all of these aspects, whether they want to run a business, whether they just want to, you know, be a stay-at-home mom but want to feel really good about the fact that that's what they're doing and they want to own it, whether they want to, you know, make more difference in their community and they want to step into some sort of, you know, public role in that sphere, or whether they just want to do their thing but not be shy about it. Like, I feel like maybe that confidence aspect is almost that common theme, versus, because I feel like, at least to me, if you're going to be visible, you have to be quite self-assured and be confident and be comfortable in that kind of environment. And I wonder if that's going to be people's biggest roadblock. It's not so much the how, but the I'm just too afraid to do this thing.
And that is it right now. And that's why I didn't want to change my helping statement, because right now I help Christian women in business to crush the fears, stopping them from being seen, so they show up with confidence. But the last part of it would need to change. And so I was thinking that I would change that a little bit and then open up my mission statement a bit. So that's why I'm having such a hard time. Like, it's,
yeah,
I know it can be done, but I'm not sure. It's just tiresome thinking about it.
Like, I know. Give yourself permission to go on a journey with yourself with it, right? Like, if that's the end goal, it's okay to take a couple of small steps here and there while you figure this out. I don't think you need to have that clarity perfectly in place before you start taking steps towards it, right? So it could just be like you have this goal of marrying all these things together. And I think you're right. It definitely can, because they're all like variations of a theme. I think all of these things definitely are encapsulated. And I think sometimes people might tell you that information that's going to help you find that route. Like, it might be that you set this Facebook group up and you call it something broader while you're kind of figuring out exactly what that specific purpose is. And as people are coming in and you're asking your membership questions, like, you know, like, you know, what drew you to this group, or what are your goals, or where are you lacking confidence, or how do you want to become more visible in your life? Like, you know, those kinds of questions. I'm not sure exactly what you'd want to ask, but people will give you answers. And over that time, you might find, actually, everyone is giving me the same two or three answers. Like, every single person that's coming is saying one of these same like three or four things. And that's going to help give you that purpose. That's like, oh, this is why everybody's coming to me. It's this thing here. So it's okay to let that kind of be a self-discovering process as you evolve it, because oftentimes the biggest clarity is just going to come from the people that you're talking to, which is good, because then it's their words, which makes it even more powerful.
Okay.
How do you feel about that as a step?
I think that maybe I'm thinking that it has to be perfect, right? And that I have to have all the answers like right now. And so I see your point where I don't have to have all the answers. I can still like take baby steps towards it. And I think it'll come together if I just allow it to and stop trying to make it be perfect and already what I feel like it needs to be, even though I can't really articulate it.
I know. Well, and that's the thing, like God will bring the people to the group that he wants in there. And as you're going, like, he's going to bring those people that you need to serve right now, and you serve them, and then you expand bit by bit. And if he's bringing a whole new set of people to you and you're like, oh, maybe this is the direction that we should be going. Okay. I hear you. Let's marry these things together. And maybe he brings a whole set of people that are like, man, I'm really struggling with this thing. And you're like, ah, okay, let's see if we can expand this thing. So I feel like he'll give you those step by step as you go as well. Right. And because, you know, you're so focused on letting him lead and partnering with him, he's going to communicate that to you. It might just not be all at once, right? It might just be, okay, well, you know that you want to open up to non-entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. Okay, maybe that's just step one. You just take that wording entrepreneur out for a little bit, let it be a little broader and see where it goes. And then maybe you have to, and you know, just, I'm not exactly sure what that next step would be, right? But that could just be the process. It's like, okay, you're feeling this tug to do this one step. So let's just take that one step. And then see what that next tug is and what that next tug is, and go let it be a process like that.
I love that you said open up my group a little bit wider, because I've just changed my name where I'm going to, and it is broader. And I was doubting it so much. I was just like, I can't do it. So you gave me confirmation that I can actually do it, and it's okay.
Yeah, I don't want to cry
because I feel like.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Finish.
It's been months.
Yeah.
It's been months where I haven't changed it because I'm so worried that it's too broad. So
I was going to say, normally I don't recommend a super broad group, but if you're in this process where you're really trying to figure out what that root thing is, it's okay for it to be a little broader. The growth might be a little slower just because it's not that super niched in thing, but it gives you that room to explore and to see exactly what is that specific thing that you want to do. That was my process before I narrowed straight into Facebook groups. I was like, quite sure. So my group was authentic Christian entrepreneurs, which is very broad. Like, there's not really anything specific in there. But as I found that, wow, Facebook groups are going to be the thing. And then I narrowed it down and then we went woof. But if I had tried to do that sooner with something different, it would have, you know, gone up the wrong direction, or it would have not gone anywhere because it wasn't where I wanted it to go or where God wanted it to go. So it's okay to sit in that broad season while you're getting the clarity. But once you get that clarity and you have things figured out, then you go all into it. But it's okay to give yourself the space to play and explore and see where God takes it, because it's hot. I don't know. I can't read his mind. I wish I could. That would be nice.
I feel a heck of a lot better because, like I said, it's been months and I haven't done it. I was so basically just afraid to do it, to be honest with you. So thank you for the clarity, because it makes, and I know that I don't have to just be like everything. You say it's slower growth that way. I can still make money, right?
Oh, yeah. Because, okay. Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're not, because you're not closing up your offers and you're not going to stop selling. You're still going to be showing up doing the things that you're doing. And as long as it's specific enough that the right type of people are coming into your group, then yeah, you definitely still make money. The only time your group would stop being profitable is if you opened it up into a completely different direction from what you were trying to sell, so that you're selling this thing over here, but the people are all over here. Well, then there's a mismatch, right? But as long as there's a connection, right, people are coming to you because they want to become more confident. They want that visibility. They're trying to know how to do these things, whether it's in their personal life or their business. So there's still a way for you to connect all that to the things that you're offering. So of course, it's still going to make you money. Just don't stop selling in there, right? That would be when your money slows down, as if you take a break from selling. That would be the problem. I did that by accident. So don't do that. So don't let yourself stop selling. Still get out there, put your offers out there, put your coaching and your program and all the things, and God will bring the right people to you for that too.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you can take a breath.
Yes, I can take a breath.
Take a breath, take one step at a time, and it will unfold. Yes. Keep me updated with how it goes, because I'd love to hear. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.